show, one of the local entities who are part of our local music show. I'm Bob Cupp, and this is Utah Burgess of Shady Lady Productions. Good evening, Utah.
Good evening, Bob. And speaking of Meat Locker Recording Studio, I think we're going to be featuring a bunch of songs coming up here in the next few weeks from them, from not only Jim's band, but maybe another band in the area people have heard of. We'll just tease it right there.
We'll leave it at that. Yeah. Okay. But I think we've talked about them, and you probably have seen them play, so... Yes. Yeah. That's great.
A lot of stuff happening down there, so good. Good for the scene.
Well, I'll tell you what, a lot of people are knocking on the door right now. There seems to be, here we are, we're turning the calendar to March already, 3 months into the new year, and seems to be a lot of music vibe coming our way right now, huh? There's some new releases all over the place, it seems like.
Yeah, there really is. Going to have to get in another one of them music shows here soon, I think, because it's just, once again, just piling up.
So. Yeah, yeah. And my goodness, we've got the majority of our first half of the year booked up already with people that are in that vein. They either have something going on or they've got new material coming out or forthcoming. So that makes it exciting as well because, we don't have anything maybe till April right now as far as anything open to just even have a music discussion show unless we have a cancellation. So and that's a good problem to have because here we are 7 years later still soldiering on and something that I thought would last 6 months. So shame on me for my pessimism.
Well, it may still all come crashing down. You never know. People out there, you know, you never know.
Yeah, yeah. It seems like people try to get in your road all the time. But we soldier on because the music is there, and all we do is sit here and play it. And we appreciate all of the support for the musicians that are presenting that music and releasing it, and for those of you that are out there supporting it as well. And we see that more often than not, and that's really cool to see.
Yep, and I think tonight's show is pretty much going to be all brand-new music here, so...
How about that?
Yeah.
Great stuff. We're going to be visiting with one of the members of the group, Kalber. Well, he's the driving force behind Kalber. Noah Myers is the lead guitarist, lead vocalist, and is the primary songwriter of the group, Kalber. And they were a group that emerged. We first had them on a couple of years ago. They kind of blew up in the scene very quickly, a group of young musicians out of the Greensburg area. And they went out and did a battle of the bands or a music challenge. And next thing you know, they won that. And they went to another, and they won that. And they just snowballed for them.
It sure did, yeah. They were still in high school at the time. So.
How about that? They've got a brand new EP coming out, so we're going to hear some new music from the group Kalber, so we're excited for that. And of course, you get an opportunity to come out and support local music in grand fashion, the primary puppy of local music in this scene, and that is the Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival, this year presented by Woodman Life. It is a showcase, basically, of a sampling of the local music scene here, and it is encompassed in basically 2 days at a beautiful setting called Cooper's Lake Campground.
Yeah, it is fast approaching. Tickets are on sale now. We're still announcing the lineup every Friday. Just visit thebandjam.com to stay up to date on everything that's going on there. It's a family-friendly event, $20 for the entire weekend to come and go as you please into the festival. Kids 17 and under are free. Camping is separate through Cooper's Lake Campground.
Yeah, so far we have announced Shag Dog Melonhead is going to be back. Understand they have some new material coming our way. Highland Brothers Band, Anger the Ant, The Red Lines, Dizzy Whoosh, going to make their first appearance at the Band Jam this year. It's been a few years since we've seen White Wine and Spirit at the Band Jam. They'll be back. Mr. John Vento and friends will be performing. The Shiners are coming back. First time in a couple of years for the Shiners to be back, so we're excited to have them back. And, of course, also announced newcomers, Homicide Black, this past week. So they're going to bring some of the harder edge. I think there's a great diverse lineup already building, and we're not even halfway through announcing all of the performers for the event.
We're getting there. We're getting there. It's always a challenge. But yeah. We got to mention our other sponsors as well for the Band Jam. Local area McDonald's restaurants are back. Aqua Solutions, Cummings Candy and Coffee, Ram Automotive Incorporated, Mark Regis Jr., State Farm Insurance, and Bowman's Auto Repair. So thank you all for your sponsorship.
Yeah, and especially some of the newcomers since we've last talked, joining the cause and helping to sponsor this event and grow it. And, of course, we got to thank Lamat Productions, who bring the sound and lights and do a killer job each and every year. They've been with us for the entire time, all 7 years now. Cooper's Lake Campground, which for 6 of the 7 years has been the host location, and they've been great in helping to promote the event and really have done a great job. Talked to some people in the past week who are excited because they had already reserved their camping spots and bought their tickets. And you can do that right now at thebandjam.com. You can order your tickets online, and there's a link there to Cooper's Lake so you can make your reservation.
Yeah, you and I were at a recent event where you were like using candy to buy votes. And you kept saying, there's some Band Jam people. There's Band Jam people. So yeah, that was pretty neat. Almond joys.
That's right. Yeah. Chocolate is bribery.
You sure used it that way. Of course, I guess I tried my own thing, didn't I?
Yeah, yeah. Beer and almond joy. Take your pick.
Yeah.
Or choose both. And I think we had a little bit of both.
Yes, we did.
Fun stuff doing the Men Who Cook a couple of weeks ago. That was good stuff. Well, hey, let's get to the music because we do have Noah Myers going to be joining us from the group Kalber. And this is a gentleman who we played a song of his a while back, and he's got a new cut. And I'll tell you what, sit back and listen to this. I think you're really going to enjoy this. We're talking Jordan McLaughlin and The Fourth Hour. And this is a brand new tune that he's just finished up called Knock 'Em Down.
Okay, and I say we follow that up with a brand new song from a band you mentioned just a few moments ago that'll be part of the Band Jam, a past Grassy Award-winning band, and that is Shag Dog Melonhead. So here is a new cut from them called Bubble Clown.
He never lets me win. He never lets me win.
how far can you see? Well, better yet, how much of this do you believe? Through the dark, guided with hope, hopes of one day to shorten this road.
The Meat Locker Recording Studio in Butler is the area's number one recording studio. When you work with the engineers at the Meat Locker, your next song, album, EP, or demo will be of the best quality anywhere. Use their great-sounding live room, vocal booth, and new 24x24 drum room. They'll mix it together with the industry-leading program Pro Tools. Plus, if you need musicians, they have the talent you need. The Meat Locker Recording Studio. With your talent, they'll make your music rock. Call 724-283-4529 or visit meatlockerrecording.com.
Now, back to the Grassroots Show, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station, 97.7.
Welcome back to our Grassroots Show here tonight on The Rock Station, 97.7, where you can find us every Sunday night talking about local music, playing local music, and visiting with some local musicians. And this segment, as it is each and every week, and has been since the very first show, 7-plus years ago, the Rainbow Inn. Lunch, dinner, drinks, and fun at 323 2nd Street in Freeport. They've been here from day number one, and they're still here today, and still supporting that local music scene.
I implore you to please stop in there and tell them thank you, and buy you a Man Can special.
There you go. Ah, okay. The 24-ounce Man Can special, no less. Going to be bringing back a band that we had visited with a couple of years ago who had kind of jumped right into the music scene, a group of young musicians from around the area and as far down as Greensburg, but had found some success with some of the local Battle of the Bands, if you will, events. Right up through even the Penrock Scholarship that we've talked with Super Monkey about. And that's the band Caliber. And joining us is guitarist, lead vocalist, and songwriter Noah Myers from Caliber. Noah, welcome back to the Grassroots Show.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Let's kind of go back in time a little bit. And the last time we visited, as we said, has been a couple of years. And we had just been introduced into you guys. And we visited and celebrated your success that you had initially. And let's kind of regroup and give us an update, because I know you guys have expanded. You've added a few new members as well, Noah. Tell us who's in the band Caliber right now.
Well, currently, we added two members. Previously, we had been functioning as like a power trio. So guitar, bass, drums. So we've recently added a second guitarist and a keyboard player. So as it stands now, there's me, the lead singer and guitarist. There's Matt Reese, who's been our longtime drummer. We recently added Luke Seidel on bass, Philip Graziani on rhythm guitar, and Tyler Riggle on keyboards.
And I know we had spoken to Matt as well last time around. Give us a little background on how the band Caliber came to be. How did you guys form?
Well, it was around, it was like between ninth and 10th grade. It was me and a couple buddies just jamming in my garage, playing like Nirvana and Smashing Pumpkins and stuff. So, we decided we wanted to get a show. We booked a gig at the Keynote Cafe in Jeanette, which was a really great local venue, which allowed like up-and-coming artists to book gigs for the first time and kind of experiment with live performance.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of how it kicked off, and we eventually, like, there was a guy from Pittsburgh that was at the show one time and gave us some contacts for some Pittsburgh promoters, and that's kind of what got us into the Pittsburgh scene.
Very cool. I know we had played, I think the very first song we played from you guys was a song called Something German that came. Was that from your first EP a couple of years back?
Yeah, that was actually the first song we ever performed live, first original song.
Oh, very cool. Now, you said between 9th and 10th grade. Correct me if I'm wrong. I'm trying to remember back a couple of years ago now. You guys were Hempfield High School students when you met, right?
Yeah, we all, it was all made up of Hempfield kids. By now, we've all graduated except for Matt. He's still a senior in high school.
Okay. So yep. It has been a couple of years, and I know you guys even worked your way up through some of the different Battle of the Bands and the Penrock, right up to making an appearance during Pirate Games on Friday night.
Yeah, we competed in the Palace Battle of the Bands. We won that a couple of years ago. We won the Moon Township Battle of the Bands. We won the Westmoreland County Battle of the Bands, and then also the the Winter Rock Challenge at Diesel.
So definitely, and the cool part of that too, Noah, is, I mean, that's a pretty diverse area. It's not just a hub. I mean, you guys were able to branch out and get your music out there very quickly in front of people.
Yeah, we were really lucky. We had those opportunities kind of pop up really quickly in like a short period of time. So we were able to like hit those kind of like in a flow. It was like really easy to just go back to back with a lot of those things. Kind of build up a rhythm.
That's awesome. So your background, you mentioned when you guys were jamming, you said you were in the garage jamming some Nirvana and such, and you know you talked about the power trio kind of thing. It sounds like you, I mean, in listening to your music of the past, you guys have had a pretty diverse spread of kind of musical stylings. Was there any intent to come forward in a particular genre, or was it just kind of a blending of a variety of influences?
Well, since I'm the sole songwriter of the group, mm-hmm. I listen to all kinds of music, so it's not as intentional as it is as just kind of a consequence of all the music I listen to. So it's also a big thing for me to never want to do like the exact same thing twice. So I'll try to make each song kind of its own individual thing.
Makes sense.
So it's not as much planned as like specific styles we're going for. It's more just if something comes out naturally when we're jamming together, and I'll develop the ideas.
Have you always had that knack of being able to create songs and actually, you know, couple the lyrics with it as well? And when did you discover that talent?
Well, when I originally picked up guitar when I was like in seventh grade, around like the age of 13, 14, that's kind of what I was drawn to at first. Like even back then, just starting out was writing, because I would just demo up really, really early originals on my laptop, just in Audacity, just a free recording software.
Mm-hmm.
So it was kind of always there, the like drive to want to make something, the drive to be creative.
Yeah. Where did the name come from, Kelber?
It's actually, there's a camp up in St. Mary's, Camp Kelber, that my family goes to every year. It's just like in the middle of the woods. And we were sitting there one time, and I was just like, it was right in that summer between 9th and 10th grade when we were planning on getting gigs. So we needed a name. And I was just sitting there, and I was thinking, I was looking up at the sign above like the drive into the camp. And I just thought it looked really cool on just how it was written.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I liked how the letters like shaped.
Yeah, there it is, Camp Kelber.
Yeah, very cool.
Yep,
that's a great name. Very catchy too. I didn't know if there was a family history to that, but I guess kind of in a way there is. So very cool.
Yep.
Visiting with Noah Myers tonight from Kelber, and they've got a brand new EP out. Is it an EP or a full length album?
It's an EP. It's got four tracks on it.
Okay. So this will be your second EP effort. Let's get into one of the songs, and the first cut on there that we're going to play tonight is called Phoenix. Tell us a little bit about the song Phoenix.
Phoenix started out as a little synth riff that I had been playing around with, and I started to develop it. My intention became to take kind of like the old 80s arena rock feel of like Van Halen or Whitesnake type vibe and try to combine it with some more modern pop styles. So it's almost a reimagination of those 80s arena rock bands.
And very timely with what seems to be the vibe that is going on in the rock world right now. So that's cool. Let's give it a listen. It's the song Phoenix. We're visiting with Noah Myers of Kelber tonight on the Grassroots Show on The Rock Station 97.7.
If you want to, but you can never have to.
Lunch, dinner, drinks, and fun. The Rainbow Inn, located at 323 2nd Street in Freeport, is the place to stop for refreshingly good times and drink specials during all televised Pittsburgh sporting events. Open Monday through Saturday at 11 a.m., the Rainbow features monthly karaoke and an acoustic open stage, and is home of the 24-ounce Man Can Special. Call 724-295-0130 today, and don't miss out on all the fun at the Rainbow in Freeport.
You're listening to the Grassroots Show, local music here on The Rock Station 97.7, and this segment brought to you by one of our local sponsors, as all of our sponsors are, and that's Bros' Superette. High on the hill, right on the price, they're located right at the corner of South Main and Rockenstein Avenue. They're your local butcher shop, but they're also a nice little deli. They're a little bit of everything, just kind of a little small market that you can find a little bit of everything inside. Great cuts of meat. Various cuts of steaks. If you need some deli meats and cheeses, they do a lot of homemade cheeses too. Some good smoked stuff. Encourage you to check that out. Homemade sides and salads. They can you can step in and just on the spot pick up an entire dinner for the night, or you can do your weekly shopping. Or if you're just looking for something for lunch, they always have something great in the deli case. So pop on in, check them out, and well, just like the Rainbow Inn, thank them for supporting local music because they are hometown people. And love to support our local music show, The Grassroots Show. We're visiting with Noah Myers of the group Caliber. Noah is the guitarist, lead vocalist, and primary songwriter, and you just heard a song called Aquamarine, following the song Phoenix that is from their brand new EP. And Noah, give us a little background of that song that we just heard, Aquamarine. Where did the inspiration for that song come from?
Aquamarine was, I remember I was listening to my sister play piano one night, and she played like a chord progression that stuck in my head, so I tried to work it into a track. And what I was going for with the song was I tried to mix some like '90s alt rock stuff, so like Dinosaur Jr. or Smashing Pumpkins, and then mix it with like synth pop tones or like with Coldplay's like tonal palette. So it's kind of a hybrid between those two things, like alternative rock and kind of modern synth pop.
So we've really had just the two songs we've heard, and I think we've heard that in the previous songs that you guys had given to us a couple of years back from your first EP. Very diverse styling, as you kind of inferred to in the first segment. You love a little bit of everything, and your intent really is amazing how you branch out in different songs, or that thought process comes to mind right away.
Yeah, thank you. It's to me as a writer, It keeps it interesting to keep trying to push myself and to evolve into different things. So it keeps it from getting repetitive on my end. Plus, I feel like it makes it more interesting to listen to, so you're not listening to the same sounds over and over again.
Where did you guys go to record this current EP?
We recorded it the same place we did the first one. There's a guy named Daniel Blake in Greensburg. He's a really, really great engineer and producer. And so he's the same guy we went to for the first EP. We're actually working on like a third set of songs right now with him as well. And he's been really great to work with. He's really cool because he's not afraid to like experiment with stuff and really dig in.
And of course that fits the Caliber style, doesn't it?
In a way, I guess.
Yeah. How does the songwriting process for you work when you bring it to the band? Is it pretty much under your direction, or to Matt and the other guys, especially some of the newcomers, how do they fit into the development of your songs?
As of right now, it's still basically all me. What I would do is I'll, like, if I have a riff that I'm having trouble with, I'll bring it into them and we'll jam on it and see what kind of ideas we can come up with naturally. But what happens a lot of times is I'll come with a song completely written and like arranged, and then we'll discuss like how we can fit their parts around them.
Mm-hmm.
So it's usually those two flows. Either we come in with a riff and try to build it as a group, or I'll come in with a full song and I'll add their parts in.
Okay. You mentioned, you know, you and Matt have been together for a while. The other guys that you brought into the band, are they also from the Greensburg area, or how did that relationship get struck?
Yeah, everyone's from Greensburg, and we all still went to school together. Luke was in some other bands in Hempfield, and Wiggle was also in some other bands, but he was a few years older than us, so it was kind of everyone's still in the same circle. Away.
Yeah. Do you get an opportunity to play out and about as a band? Do you have some gigs coming up people can catch, Kelber?
We don't really have anything until the summer. We kind of took a break because we just added the new lineup, so we were taking like a hiatus to get back into the studio, record some new stuff. So by the time summer rolls around, we can have this new lineup fully up and running with some new material.
Guys have a social media presence people can follow, especially we get towards summer and they might be able to catch you. You have a website and Facebook page and the like?
Yeah, we have a Facebook page, an Instagram page at Kelber Band and kelberband.com.
And it's K-A-E-L-B-E-R, is that the correct spelling?
Yep, that's correct.
Kelber, check him out. Noah Myers joining us here tonight on the Grassroots Show. Again, the EP is out. Where can people find that? Do you have it on the popular music platforms for people to check out?
Yes, sir. You can they can check it out on Spotify, Apple Music, iTunes, Pandora, any of those.
Great stuff. We've heard Phoenix and Aquamarine so far tonight, and we've got a couple more to check into. One of them is it Clairvoyance?
Clairvoyance.
Okay, give us a little background on that song.
That song was me experimenting with a harmonizer guitar pedal and just playing some basic chords, and then the harmonizer takes them and makes them way more interesting than the chords I'm actually playing. But it started with that, and then it turned into this thing where I was trying to mess with dynamics. So the song kind of goes up and down and up and down dynamically, and it was one of my favorite songs from Matt, because I feel like his like drum tone and drum, like his textures are really nice in this song. This is one, maybe the song I'm most proud of off of this second EP, because I was really proud of the flow of layers and how the song kind of moves along through its different dynamic shifts.
Very cool. And we'll finish up with a song called Torch. Introduce that for us.
Torch was a song that I wrote back a few years ago when we had our original second guitarist. He was really into Megadeth and Metallica, and he had been asking me if we could write like a thrash metal song, because that's the kind of music he listened to. So that was my attempt at making a thrash metal song for my rhythm guitarist to enjoy playing.
So has it taken a different form from the original intent for this album, or did some other dynamics come into play?
The way it was back then was a little different. It was more straight up thrash type. But by now, like when we went to record it, we kind of updated it and added some synthesizers, some guitar harmonies, and vocal harmonies. So it's kind of taken more of a step towards being the same as the other Kelber material, which is pretty layered and intricate, I guess.
Yeah, yeah, awesome. Well, congratulations on getting to this point, Noah, and the second EP release, and obviously working on your third. Again, the band Kelber, they're out of the Greensburg area, but maybe you've had an opportunity to catch them in a variety of different forms, different Battle of the Bands, even the Penrock Scholarship, Friday Night Rocks with the Pittsburgh Pirates, any of the music festivals. They've played a bunch of them around, and certainly going to be busy again this summer with kind of a new look, if you will, with the new additions into the band. And we wish you the best of luck with that, and certainly encourage people to check out the brand new EP. And Noah Myers from the group Kelber, thanks for joining us here tonight.
Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
Thanks.
And we're going to wrap it up with two great songs from that EP right now. It's Kelber tonight on The Grassroots Show here on The Rock Station, 97.7, and streaming at 977rocks.com.
Trying to find mine. Don't ask me to understand. Just know I'm doing the best I can.
Rosie's Superette is well known for having the freshest meats in town, whether you're getting beef, pork, or chicken. Ambrosie's is the king of ham loaf in Butler. Make sure you try their kibasi or smoked meats, and I guarantee you'll be back for more. And pick up some of their delicious prepared foods. Rosie's Superette, open Tuesday through Friday, 9 to 6, Saturday, 9 to 4, at the corner of South Main and Rockenstein. High on the hill and right on the price is Rosie's Superette.
When was the last time your job let you dream big, gave you a sense of achievement, made you truly happy? Now imagine providing for your family like you never thought you could. Imagine traveling to places you never dreamed you would. Imagine helping others while helping yourself. As a Woodman Life representative, you can earn great money and exceptional benefits like group health insurance and a 401k plan for those who qualify. Top performers can also win cash bonuses and exciting incentive trips. Plus, with Woodman Life, you'll have the freedom to be your own boss while being a leader in your community.
If you're looking for a career where you can be your own boss and determine your own income, we can help. Hi, I'm Tony Angerette, your local Woodman Life recruiting sales manager. Call me to find out more at 724-431-1932.
Insurance protection, financial security. Woodman of the World Life Insurance Society of Omaha, Nebraska. Woodman Life, standing strong for generations.
The Grassroots Show, Sunday nights at 7. Brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on the Rock Station 97.7.
We're back on the Grassroots Show here tonight on the Rock Station 97.7. And if you have a band out there and you'd like to provide music for inclusion on this show, or if you have a band schedule that you would like us to keep you up to date or keep the listeners up to date on so that they know where you're playing, we encourage you to submit that for the Grassroots concert calendar at grassroots@bcrnetwork.com. That's an easy site for you to just to email us over or hit us up on Facebook. Get in touch with us in some form. We'd love to be able to pass along the information you have, and in particular, the songs that you have. That's how we make it all happen. And who knows? I mean, here we are, ladies and gentlemen, March 3rd. That means the Grassy nominations are just about 2 months away. And if we don't get your song on the air and get it in normal rotation, it can't be a Grassy nominee. That's all part of the process. So it's going to be coming before you know it here, kids.
Yep, and you can do all you can to help yourselves as well. Or if you're a fan of a band, by simply contacting the radio station. Hit the on-air personalities up, email them, Facebook, everything. Say you want to hear local music. Let them know what local music you want to hear. It goes a long ways.
You know, my mother always had a long time saying is, you know, the squeaky wheel gets the grease, the early bird gets the worm. Well, the faster you get it to us and the more noise you make, it all goes in turn to making things happen. And you've got to be persistent, too. That's how it gets taken care of, and that's how Grassy Awards are won and nominations are made. So don't forget the bandjam.com is the website for our Grassroots Music Festival, July 12th and 13th at Cooper's Lake Campground. This year presented by Woodman Life. And you can get your tickets. They're $20 for adults for the entire weekend. 17 and under get in free. How can you go wrong?
You can't. We'll see you there.
Yeah, that's exactly it. Camping is separate, and that's through Cooper's Lake Campground, but there's a link at the website as well, thebandjam.com. Again, you can get your tickets through ShowClicks and check it out. And if you happen to be heading to Brutality, hit up Utah. He can connect you up with tickets as well. So check it all out at thebandjam.com. Let's wrap up our show tonight with Great song that we actually played a couple of weeks ago when we did one of our announcements for the Band Jam, and that's Mr. John Bento, who first part of November released his first ever solo album. And this is quite a complex recording for him, involving a number of special guests. He recorded it with Dave Granati and at the Granati Brothers Studios, and worked very hard at it, and there's some great insight to that. John's been posting on his Facebook page from time to time of some of the recordings, even some of the cuts that didn't make the cut that will be in future productions, and it's really amazing how elaborate it really is. But he did a great job in this, and wanted to play this on the Grassroots Show because I don't think we've played this particular cut from John's new solo EP, but it's a song called Rainbows and Lightning.
Yeah, and after you featured that, we got a lot of buzz back on that, so people quite enjoyed that song. Good job, John. And let's see, let's take it out with something a little bit different here. Got a band, we've played these guys before, they're out of Greensburg, seems to be a lot happening down in Greensburg here. Four guys in the band, Joel Wilson, Jim Esch, Chris Sainer, and Jeff Nail, and they go by the name We the Unwilling, and we'll go from Rainbows and Lightning to Ashes to Ashes. This is a brand new single of theirs.
All right, and we will talk to you again next week here on The Rock Station and our Grassroots Show that you can catch every Sunday night at 7. Don't forget, it is archived for on-demand playback. You can research and go back in and listen to past episodes, or if you would ever miss one, you don't have to miss it again at 977rocks.com. And we'll talk to you again with The Grassroots Show next Sunday night at 7, presented by The Rock Station 97.7 and Shady Lady Productions.
Pictures of pictures and pictures of frames, looking through lenses for a sparkle of flame. If I can see a love that looks like success, then maybe next time I won't make such a mess. Searching for something with no shame and no blame, a picture perfect love that's not just a game. In a movie on a bench in the park, thought I could find the look of love from afar. Then into focus, much to my surprise, there stood an angel looking into my eyes. Pictures of paintings, I put love in a frame. From that perspective, it just isn't the same as being there and seeing how hard I fail. Catching my breath between heaven and hell. Love can be frightening, but it's beautiful too. Rainbows and lightning between me and you. Strikes again.
ashes, dust to dust, and dust to dust. Ashes to ashes, ashes to ashes, dust to dust, dust to dust, ashes to ashes. In the end, all we become is nothing until ashes into dust.
Rock Station Nation unites at 97.7 WLER FM Butler Cranberry.
Thank you. sure this is legal?
I don't know. It's fun though, isn't it?
Breaking the law, breaking the law, breaking the law, breaking the law.
That was cool.
The Rock Revolution lives here. The Rock Station 97.7. Station 97.7.
Close your eyes and I'll kiss you, 'cause with the birds I'll share this alone.
97.7. First with local music. Don't miss the Grassroots Show Sunday nights at 7 on The Rock Station 97.7.
You are stealing my sanity.
The Rock Station. 97.7. The Rock Show. Weekday mornings on The Rock Station. 97.7.
All this week on The Rock Show, another free ticket week. Your chance to win tickets for Heart and Joan Jett and the Blackhearts. August 1st, KeyBank Pavilion. It's The Rock Show. Weekday, 6 to 10 a.m. on The Rock Station. 97.7.
Let's go!
Let's go!
Let's go!
Let's go! Let's go!
Let's go!
The Rock Station, 97.7.
Station 97.7.